Well, Paul, you had to come out fighting this morning. You did that. If you'd had the rub of the green and catches had been held, things could have been a lot different, couldn't they?
Yeah, could have been a little bit different if we held on to catches, but obviously that happens in cricket and people drop chances and you just got to move on and get on with it, really.
You could have had a chance. I think your first chance was created in your first over when there was a slip catch went off to the Jennings, wasn't it? Second slip off the bat of Holden. He was on 22 then. I think he was dropped again on 27. Barry McCarthy had a couple of chances. I think you had three drop from you and Barry McCarthy too.
Yeah, like I said, drop chances happen. I mean, no one means to do it, so you can't put too much blame on anyone for that kind of thing. You just got to kind of push it to the side and get on with obviously trying to create another chance.
It's frustrating though, isn't it, when you've only got three main strike bowlers in your side and you have created the chances for yourself and then you see two lads who've been dropped about five times between them gone and put a massive total on the board like that, and it's a big partnership as well.
Yeah, it was a big partnership in the game, but obviously, yeah, three strike bowlers is always going to be tough, but there was enough there for us and we kept creating chances, so that was good.
You got into tea. What was said at tea? Because between lunch and tea, you hadn't managed to take a wicket, and then suddenly you steamrolled through them after tea.
Yeah, well, we just got together and we just kind of said it would happen quickly if it did, because it was quite a tough pitch to actually start the innings on. And we said, like I said, once we get one of this wicket, it could very well happen within the next five or six overs. So we just said, let's just keep together and try and make this 1 hour session.
It was you who got the wicket. I think Cobb on 96, eventually a catch that was held by Paul Collingwood in the slips, and you got through them in pretty quick time after that. I think they lost the five wickets for 11 runs in something like seven overs.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I knew it happened pretty quickly. But that's exactly what we said would happen. If we could break this partnership, then they might come out. Obviously, they've got aggressive players down the order, and that always creates more chances.
What about your fifer then? You were very miserly as well. I think it was 5 for 49, first time you'd taken a five wicket haul.
Yeah, that's the first one. Obviously, it took a little bit longer than I would have hoped, but it's almost a relief to get that one out of the way, really.
And this is, I think, we've been looking through the archives, probably the second youngest bowling attack that Durham have fielded in the county championship. You're fractionally a year older than the youngest, which I think averaged around about 23, something like that, 22 back in 2002. So you've got a lot of work on your shoulders for such a young outfit.
Yeah, like you said, it is young bowling attack, but obviously we've all been in this position before, where and we know that we can all kind of step up to the plate and put a performance in for the lads.
Talk us through the start with the bat then tonight. You needed to get off to a good partnership with the bat tonight, and you have done that. Sadly, unfortunately, losing Keaton Jennings to a leg side stumping, but certainly back in with a shout in this game after what had appeared to be quite a flat day for you for a long period of it.
Yeah, it's been absolute. Obviously, it was a great partnership to set us off this afternoon. Kind of put us back in the game a little bit. Obviously, 80 runs, I think the deficit is about now. And it was just obviously really what we needed at the time.
94 behind going into the third day. If you can bat throughout the day tomorrow with the weather forecast beneficial, you can get yourselves back into this match.
Yeah, well, like I said, and batting in the fourth innings is never easy here, so whatever we can get over their totals, we're going to make it as tricky as we can to chase.
And finally, on the day that you've got a fifer, you're almost one of the elder statesmen in this team now, aren't you, at the age of 24? It seems like you've been around a long time now. It's been a while to get this fifer, but it must be a real sense of achievement to actually do it.
Yeah, it is. It feels really good, to be honest. That, like, a weight off your shoulders, almost. Obviously, I'd hope I can get many more, but the first one's almost the toughest, I think.